What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It is March 12th, which is somewhere between Mario Day, 311 Day, and Pi Day. And we're here tonight for NXT. The pieces are being put on the board. Everything being set up for NXT Stand and Deliver WrestleMania weekend. We're going to talk about it all. I'm Glenn, joined by Issa. We're your hosts and your guide through this wacky world of developmental professional wrestling.
Yes, we are.
What do you think of the show tonight?
It had its ups and it has its downs, but isn't that every NXT? I still enjoyed it, and that's what matters. I have fun watching NXT.
Yeah, it was good today. And even there were times where I was like, oh, this match is going on a little too long, or maybe the storyline's not as riveting as they think it is. Then they would hit me with something where, I got to be honest, like I wasn't expecting with Thea Hale we were going to get that big moment tonight. I thought they were going to slow roll that, but I still, and people think I'm crazy for this, Issa. I still think that's a stand and deliver match with Thea and JC. And I think tonight put some things in motion. I think Chase, you might be on the line. I think they're doing a very good job of building that story.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's going to be a match.
Yeah. So we got that. The big news today in the world of wrestling is that SummerSlam is coming to Cleveland.
Yay. They're staying in the Midwest. We were just in Detroit.
Yeah. Are you going to go to Cleveland for SummerSlam, Issa?
Of course I am. Of course I am. Cleveland is, I've been to Cleveland a couple of times. Not a bad city. It's cheap.
I lived in Ohio in the earliest years of my life. I've been to Cleveland. I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I went there when I visited Cleveland. Yeah,
it's nice.
Went to some alligator restaurant. I never can remember the name, but I went there to see a Yankees versus Guardians. Sorry. They were the Indians back then, okay? But it was a Yankees versus Guardians game. And yeah, I remember going to some alligator restaurant, but the food was so good. I got to find it again. I got to think of the name. It has something to do with alligator, I promise. But anyways, yeah, I'm excited for Cleveland. I love when they go to new cities. I have sat here and like, bitch about them going to repeated locations. So anywhere that they haven't been to in a while, and based on the fact that I get to cover the big four, that's, you know, that's the ones that I always try to make it out to. I always pay close attention to this. Yes, the winking lizard. Look at that. Somebody in the chat just brought it up. Same thing. Alligator, winking lizard. Close enough. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to go, and I'm excited for them to be going somewhere new. And you know, Logan Paul is from there, and there's a lot of people that are from Cleveland outside of Logan Paul in the roster as well. You have Johnny Gargano, you had The Miz. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great time. SummerSlam is my favorite. I love summer.
Just in general?
Yeah, I just like SummerSlam. It's the one that I actually... So, technically speaking, SummerSlam is the one that I attended the most out of the pay-per-views that I've ever been to. However, we had a stretch where we had it for 4 years in a row in New York when I lived in New York. So it was like, you know what I mean? I feel like if they were traveling every year during that time, would it be my most attended one? I don't know.
Now, you love SummerSlam. You love summer, the season. What are your thoughts on LFO's Summer Girls?
Oh, a classic. Forever in my playlist.
It is.
It's Flower Girls. stop by for the summer.
Every time, though, when we get to the line where he says, I love Kevin Bacon, but I hate Footloose, I swear, I say like explicit vulgar words because that angers me. How do you not like Footloose?
Oh, it's not in my top favorites. You know, I don't want to say hate it. Hate is a strong word, but it's not a movie I come back to watch.
Interesting. It's always
Tremors, though. Tremors is mine.
Tremors is dope. Tremors is good. Yeah. Some Tremors. Ray J's World. $5 saying all I can say is the Trick and Lash shippers are rejoicing. That was a moment tonight. And
we'll that was a moment.
Let's talk though on a totally different note about a moment. What did you think? The internet today conflicted about Candice LeRae's moment last night with Maxine Dupri.
I mean, I didn't watch Raw last night.
Nor did I, but I saw that clip.
I saw the clip, of course. It came across everybody's social media. I thought it was distasteful, especially for a very random feud with two people that nobody's invested in right now. Like, it got too real for no reason.
Yeah. And they could have just stopped with Candace. So for people that didn't see it, we know there was a big moment that went viral with Maxine Dupri where she wrestled at a house show and she was not getting a very good reaction from the crowd. People saying it's because she's green. How is she ever going to get better? Because she, the house shows, right? That's the key. So she goes to do the reverse worm, which, by the way, I don't care about the rest of her wrestling ability. The fact she can do that is so impressive and mind-blowing to me that I feel like we should appreciate just the fact she can do that. But that's neither here nor there. She goes through the reverse worm, and then Candice LeRae starts chastising her, and he like saying, "You think she's taking that move?" Referring to was it Indy Hartwell, I believe, who was also in the tag match. And then Candice starts saying, "Nobody wants you here," playing off the heat of the crowd reaction, almost pulling a "you can't wrestle" sort of angle. You know, if you think what the public says about you, here was said about you in the locker room. Okay, Candice, we get it. This is a mean girls thing. And you're building sympathy for Maxine Dupri, who looks very upset. Not as upset as Thea Hale looked tonight, which was heartbreaking. But
but Thea had more reason to be upset. Yes. This isn't random. They were friends. These people, it's very random for them to be so mad at each other. Am I frozen or are you frozen?
And so, you're good now. You're good now. Okay, so she brings up the crowd reaction, but then she makes a reference to Maxine Dupri, who in real life, whose brother passed away a few years ago, and it was just like really took people aback. Now, this has happened before. Paige had made a comment about Charlotte's brother who'd passed away a few years ago, but it was just a very...
Yeah, and it was distasteful then, and it was two bigger names, Charlotte Flair and Paige. You know what I mean? So... Yeah. I just don't think they needed to go there. That's just my personal opinion. I also have other opinions about everything else in general. You know what I mean? Like the clip that went viral, like it's crazy that people had that reaction at a house show when she's trying to get her reps in and get better. But at the same time, you're in front of a wrestling crowd. You should expect that kind of reaction because that's just what wrestling fans do. When people pay their money, they should also be able to voice their voice. That's completely different, like, argument from the whole Deb brother thing. I didn't like it.
No, I did not care for that either. I can imagine that there are some people that would have seen that and been upset by it. People who've, lost family members. So it was an odd call from WWE last night. And then also controversial, but for just standard booking reasons. How do you feel about Sami Zayn winning the opportunity to face Gunther at WrestleMania?
Do you think that's winning? Do you think that going on to face Gunther is a win?
I feel like Sami Zayn deserves a singles WrestleMania moment of this caliber.
He got it last year in the main event in the tag team. That's it. That's his moment.
That's not a singles moment, though.
Elimination chamber. What does he want for him? Gunther is not losing.
I want a time machine, or I want to travel through an interdimensional wormhole to the reality where Sami went over Roman at Elimination Chamber in Montreal.
Yeah, that doesn't exist. You're not that. There is no alternate universe where that happened. That is just non-existent. Okay.
There are infinite Earths, Issa. Infinite Earths.
Yeah, not that one. There is. You found infinity. Congratulations, Glenn.
But I'm happy for Sammy.
I'm very happy for Sammy. They're going to put on a banger for sure. I mean, Sammy Zayn be putting on insanely good matches, and this is going to be a treat for everybody to have. But as of right now, I just don't see him. I don't see not just him. There's a lot of people, even everybody that was in that gauntlet match, capable of beating Gunther. That's why I was like, did you win? Did you really win? Because none of them. You can put all of them together, and they probably still wouldn't beat Gunther.
Yeah. Yes, Mike Martin saying all those other Earths are flat where that happened. Chad Gable needs a run that is built around Chad Gable as an amazing technical wrestler. Not Shorty G, not Shoosh, not Alpha Academy. Just Chad Gable can go.
Yeah,
and it feels like that opportunity with Gunther would be great. But for whatever reason, WWE might not see that in the cards right now. But that being said,
they already lost to him a bunch of times, you know, a thought.
Okay, but here's a question. Do you think the Cody, I almost used the Rock's term, do you think that the Cody outrage,
the crybaby,
do you think that's changed things in WWE where now fans feel that if they complain loud enough that maybe the prophecy has come true, and as Triple H has said, long ago, we are all now the authority.
The only thing that has changed here is the fact that now WWE feels comfortable enough to make Cody Rhodes go out in the middle of a Monday Night Raw and have him cry like he's in some Univision telenovela. Okay, I'm not here to watch that 2 p.m. show that my mom be watching. I don't want my undisputed champion face of the company to show up everyone crying like a little wuss. Okay, that's the only thing that WWE is comfortable about. If you see that and that's who you want as a champion, I'm pretty sure even if they thought maybe he should, because he's not going to go over Roman, but maybe he should go over Roman. They watched that segment last night and they probably wanted to turn the channel and decided, yeah, that's not happening. Roman is winning at WrestleMania.
Wow. Now, they did play that from the clip tonight of The Rock saying that if Cody loses, he doesn't get a shot at this again.
Great.
Shades of AEW?
Yeah.
They can't do that in both promotions.
They said that he couldn't go like against Roman.
Ah.
They didn't. I don't see they said the title. It was more like you don't get a shot against Roman again.
Okay. We'll see.
And why wouldn't he?
Issa, what's the last TV or movie that you watched that made you cry in like a happy, moved, emotional way?
Oh, I don't cry. Okay. No. I don't remember.
Wow, it's been so long.
I can tell you the last one that made me cry in a sad way.
Oh, what's that?
The one about the dogs. Not A Dog Purpose, the sequel to that.
Oh. Yeah.
I cried. The movie that I cried with the most was A Dog's Purpose. But there was a sequel to that where A Dog's Way Home. Yeah, I watched it on a plane, so I'm crying in a freaking plane like an idiot. I just can't be watching dog movies. That's the only way you get to my feelings.
Interesting. There's no romantic comedies that do it for you where you're like, oh my God, I didn't think they were going to get together and they got together and true love exists.
Yeah, Wedding Crashers.
Okay. I'm a mark for all that stuff. Like we watched Anyone But You over the weekend and I'm just like, I got all up in my emotions with it. I was like, oh, it's so charming and sweet. You know?
Not
I'm easy. Easy to make cry. Okay, let's talk about NXT tonight. So, we opened LWO versus OTM with the Wolf Dogs watching on.
Yeah, LWO got the big W finally.
Finally.
Get the L out.
Yeah. I think OTM, it's interesting that OTM was getting that push. They were getting that build, and now they're losing to a main roster.
Yeah, but I thought they looked great tonight. I thought this is the best they looked. And maybe it took LWO for that. But I mean, the match was, there was a lot of things that I felt went on a little too long in NXT tonight. This was one of them where I was like, this is a long match. But I thought this is the best that OTM has looked so far. Yeah. It was a fun match. And yeah, it was there, you know, but LWO advances. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, I wish LWO got booked like this on the main roster.
They're getting booked like this here.
Yeah. But if Locos show up, you know.
Oh, it's over for them. They're not making it to Stand and Deliver.
Yeah. Oh, Ray J's World, $5.
Thank you so much, Ray J.
But thanks to my kids drinking it and the ads coming to the canvas, I found myself drinking Prime more. It's really good tasting wise. Giving
it's
money
not bad. The hydrating. The hydrating drink Prime. I like some of it, not all the flavors. The energy drink is not for me, but I'm not a big energy drink person. Like, I don't drink energy drinks at all, if I'm being honest with you. But the Prime hydration, there's some flavors that slap.
I drink energy drinks every day.
I have Prime in my fridge right now.
Interesting. I like coffee, the original energy drink.
I don't do energy drinks.
Interesting. You know, for hydration, I was doing hydration powder for a while, and now I've just been like juicing. And like, let me tell you, like a juiced cucumber, you want to get hydrated. Steps up your game. You come out here next time, we're going to go to a juice bar, Issa.
I've never had a cucumber.
Wait, you've never had a cucumber? Not in a salad even?
No.
Oh, it's mostly water. It's refreshing.
That's what celery's for then.
Wait, you've never done the thing that according to TV and movies, every woman has done? You've never sliced up a cucumber and put it on your eyes while you're resting?
No.
That's just a natural glow you have?
Yeah. No, it's concealer and makeup, like what real people do. You know, cucumber. I'll ruin my lashes.
Oh, good. Yeah. Cucumber stuck to your lashes. What are you going to do then? No, I thought this was good for LWO. It was nice to see them get a win. Scripps was there.
Yeah, Scripps was there. Forgot about him.
I'm really afraid to run into Scripps at some point.
Why?
Why? Oh, I don't know. Because
think you'll be okay. I think you'll be okay.
Yeah. I might have gone a little overboard and been harsh on that gimmick with the mask and the voice change.
It was so good, though.
Yeah. So we saw Andre Chase backstage talking to Thea Hale. Telling him he's always there for Duke Hudson was there. And I like how Hale's looking at pictures of JC and Jasmine hanging out, talking about how she has to find a tag team partner. Yeah. This was a good build tonight. Low key, because we don't get Trick and Mello every week. Like, this Thea Hale story has been very consistent week in and week out on NXT. I think they've done a very good job laying the groundwork for this.
Yeah, it hasn't been bad. I feel invested. Not as invested as I feel like I should be, but I definitely got there tonight when we get into it later on. Hmm.
Did you cry when Bayley beat Sasha at TakeOver Brooklyn?
No.
You didn't? Did you? Not even a little misty-eyed? No, not even a tear?
No.
Not even a sense of like, you go, girl?
No.
Wow.
Are you going to make it your mission in life to make me cry?
Next time, well, I mean, I don't know. Next time, you know, we saw David Copperfield last time. I think, let's go see.
I did not cry with David Copperfield.
Not when the alien was talking about how all the world needs to
sleep. No, it was sweet. It was sweet, though, but I didn't cry.
Okay. Abraham Lincoln.
I don't like crying. I think showing emotion displays weakness. And yes, I'm one of those people.
Okay. That's a lot to unpack. We do not have enough time on this podcast.
You know, it's okay. Like, you need to be in control of that.
So Roxanne Perez has thoughts and feelings about how the world has wronged her and people need to pay. And
hey, wait, hold on. Baby Ice in the chat has a very valid question for you.
Wait, okay. Who didn't cry when Bayley? Like, I cried. Look. I watched TakeOver blind, TakeOver Brooklyn. Someone that I worked with at the time was like, hey, you're a fan of Tough Enough? Watch NXT. You need to check this out. It's good. I put on that first TakeOver knowing nothing about NXT at the time. And when they showed the video package before that match, I was hooked. I was misty-eyed.
I was in the building and I didn't know anything about NXT because that was the first SummerSlam in Brooklyn. And I will tell you one thing. I credit that match with getting me into women's wrestling. At that time, I was getting back into wrestling, but I never really cared about women's wrestling because during my period, right, of learning about wrestling, it was embarrassing what the women were doing. So I never paid attention to it. And being there and seeing the match live, I will tell you, is what definitely got me starting to watch women's wrestling, but no, I didn't cry. And maybe if I would have been more invested, I might have, you know, because I will tell you, I did get teary eyes watching the women make their entrance at WrestleMania 35, seeing the women main event WrestleMania. That was actually super special to me. I know that a lot of people crap all over the match and the ending, but I feel like the meaning that it had behind it for some people, especially women, will never be able to be taken away. And then you see it, you know, play out later with Bianca and Sasha. That also got me in my feels. But that one, there you go. There's my moment. I did have tears when Becky was coming down and Charlotte and Ronda, because the women were freaking main eventing WrestleMania, and I just never thought there would be a day. Did I ugly cry? No, but I did have tears in my eyes.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I like ugly cried at wrestling.
Cody does it every week.
Okay, so Roxanne Perez is really pissed off. And she injured Lyra Valkyria. So saying, Ava, come out here. Give me the title. Just give it to me. No tournament, no build. Just make me champion.
She had a valid point, though. That's what they did to her when they took the title from her.
Mm. Well, and it was weird because they kind of botched the ending of this segment with Ava and Roxanne and then Tatum coming out. And then it was just like, okay, it's over now. I didn't think it was super clear at first, like what was going on, but this is setting up Tatum versus Roxanne next week, which should be great.
I fear we're going there. I gotta say, the crowd was not into it, but I didn't hate the promo from Roxanne. I thought she was speaking some facts. I wish there was a little bit of a more of a reaction, you know.
I know. It. Okay, I figured this out because we've talked about this, right? What's the biggest problem with NXT?
Women's cutting promos in the ring, and they're making them go out there and cut promos. We saw a lot of it tonight.
Okay, so they can't do this with Roxanne, unfortunately, but they could do this with any babyface in NXT. I have your answer. This is going to get every woman so much more over with that live crowd. If you're going to have a babyface or even a tweener cut a promo during that episode before the show, send them out, have them like greeting people when they're in line. Go around the ring, sign autographs, take photos and selfie. Legit go. I mean, the NXT audiences aren't huge. There's like a couple hundred people there. Have them go and spend half an hour, 45 minutes just talking to people in the crowd. Get photos with people. Like, I'm a kid you not, because we need to do something. It's not the quality of the writing. It's not the quality of the material. Just for whatever reason, that live audience is no longer the diehard marks that are watching this on a weekly basis. So we need to kind of warm up the crowd a little bit and make them feel a little more endeared to the babyface. You can do this for men's wrestlers as well, but I think this is going to help the quality of the promos if the crowd feels a personal connection, because a lot of the people that are there are just there. They're not.
Yeah, but they had a better reaction to Thea later.
They did have a good reaction to Thea. Thank God for that. But Thea,
so though, I don't think it's the crowd in general. I think it's like how invested they are. And I actually have been enjoying the Roxanne slow turn. So I was very shocked at the crowd reaction here.
I think she could have. No, the material was pretty good. There was a couple things she could have done better.
Yeah. Right. But she was like, the things that she was saying made sense to me. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that promo was terrible. I didn't think it was bad. She had some good points. And like you said, Ava came out. I did think it ended very weird, the segment, because then Tatum Paxley came out and then it just ended. You know what I mean? Like, they just like pulled her backstage and they never said anything until later on through a graphic. We find out Tatum and Roxanne will be facing each other next week. But I like the points that Roxanne had to make.
By the way, this could help Ava as well. I think Ava would get a crowd reaction if she came out before the show and said, as the GM of NXT, I'm here to welcome you. And I mean, like, it's not that hard. But I think that there's just a bit of a connection lacking. Roxanne doesn't need it, but other women do. Thea, because when JC was going in on Thea, if that crowd had not sided with Thea, I would have been like, they are just heartless in the performance center tonight. You know, but that was a very good situation, but we'll talk about that.
Eva too. I thought she looked confident out there as the GM. She's getting better.
Yeah. Rage's World $5 saying, I want Cora Jade to get better so she can face her team up with this version of Roxanne Perez, Punk's adopted daughters. We get the tag titles. I feel like Roxanne kind of, it's not gimmick infringement, but she's following the Cora Jade.
Yeah, she is. To a T. The difference is that Cora never had the title.
Yeah.
And Roxanne did have a very weird, you know, you have to relinquish it to then come back 2 weeks later kind of thing.
Was Roxanne legit injured, or was that storyline? I can't remember.
I don't know. No, she passed out. Remember, she was redoing that whole Shawn Michaels thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hmm. I will hold my opinion about that. Okay. So Tatum, though, versus Roxanne is going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And Tatum's still involved. And I think it's going to be Lyra versus Roxanne at Stand and Deliver.
Yeah, but I feel like Lyra versus Tatum would be better.
Why would you break that up? There hasn't been any. They've been getting closer instead of breaking up.
Okay. Oh, so maybe we break them up after.
Maybe, but not here. I mean, the last time we saw them together, they were like literally 100% like in with each other.
Hmm. Do you think Lyra's like really in with Tatum, or this is like friends close, enemies closer? I don't know what. It's crazy.
I think she likes the attention. Every girl likes attention.
I mean,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anyhow, Lexus King made his way down to the ring. But then, forget the Oscars last night. Tonight, NXT gave us cinema. People, not movie. Cinema.
Oh my God.
From the world of Tony D'Angelo.
Yes.
We had the family. Tony, Stax, Rizzo, Luca Crucifino.
Luke, you are part of the family already.
Absolutely. Eating at the Italian restaurant, talking about the Tony's
pasta champion. Looked amazing.
It did. I wonder if they're able to eat it with the strict diets that they're on.
I'm sure they are.
Maybe it was a free meal, cheat meal thing?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I just worry about everybody's, you know, fitness. So they're talking about Tony's championship plans, and Dragunov shows up to talk business.
The disrespect.
I know. It's interesting that Tony has his fingers in many pies, as it were, but Dragunov is just about that NXT championship. And then he got Dragunov got dragged out of the restaurant by Stax and Crucifino, and put into the trunk of a moderately priced mid-sized sedan.
It was a Hyundai. It wasn't a... Remember the first time they did the sleep with the fish, it was a Benz.
Yeah.
So we might have downgraded here, but I feel like a Hyundai, you can get away with that. Like, I'm not going to pull over or find suspicious a Hyundai. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get you get right through the bridge, and I'm going to look at why you're pulling over in the middle of the night on the bridge. Like, I don't care. It's a Hyundai. But if it's a Benz, then I'm going to think, oh, mafia. So I see what they're doing here. It makes perfect sense. However... I will tell you a couple of things that I didn't like that Tony was already giving Luca his secrets. When Luca was like, oh, how you do the trick thing? You're not in yet. I don't care. Like, I know he looked right at home, but you look right at home to give me your secrets. I'm not going to give you my secrets. You know what I mean? As soon as Dragunov walked in, I was like, that's disrespectful. And I love seeing the throwback of them throwing him back in the trunk.
Well... to be fair, Luca is an attorney, so they have lawyer-client privilege with anything Tony tells.
He could also be a snitch undercover.
Donnie Brasco, it's going to happen eventually.
Yeah. I have trust issues, Glenn. I have emotions issues. I have trust issues.
Okay, so picture this. What if John Cena comes back to NXT and is like, hi, Tony D'Angelo, I want to join the family. And it turns out John Cena's wearing a wire. He's going to flip on Tony.
That will be the best undercover work they could ever pull off because nobody will see him.
There you go. Well, we saw a lot of him at the Oscars.
All I saw was a floating envelope.
So, we might as well talk about the rest of this now. They brought Dragunov to a bridge. And then Tony was, you know, intimidating him.
Yeah. But he was like, you know what? I don't even know what's more gangster. I don't know if it's like, throwing him over the river and just like saying whatever, or just saying, I just brought you here to show you what I could do to you, but I'm not gonna. Like that right there, BDE to the max.
Yeah, it was good.
Cinema. It was very good.
Cinema
people. Oh, so good. I love this D'Angelo segments. I love seeing them bring it back to old school with the trunk and the bridge and everything. I thought this was great.
He's got to be dragging off Mania weekend.
Oh my God, the celebration will be off the hook.
You'll be there.
Eat half of a cheesesteak.
Half?
Yeah, I can't eat a whole one.
But you take more than the topping off of a pizza.
No, I don't. Well, my cheesesteaks, I only put whiz and the meat. That's it. Mm.
But no, this will be like one of the biggest stories ever told in NXT 2.0 from the debut to Tony becoming the champ.
Yo, Tony D, the champ. Yes. It just sounds good.
Well, what'd you think of Alexis King taking on Mr. Stone tonight?
I was waiting for the kids, but they weren't there.
Yeah.
I didn't see them. Did you see them?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Stone lost, but then Von Wagner came out to save him and carried him to the back.
Yeah, Von Wagner is a good friend. He's such a good friend.
He is.
You say like the bodyguard?
Yes. Von Wagner's a great friend. You need somebody to protect you. He's got.
Wasn't there a bodyguard scene last week somewhere too?
Oh, Tatum and Lyra.
Yeah, what's going on with the people getting carried out?
They love the bodyguard. But no, I thought this was fun. This was fine. It would be funny to have the kids involved in beating up Lexus King. That would be
No. Because Lexus King is doing a good job as a heel right now. You kind of love to hate him. So yeah. We don't need to humiliate him at the moment. You know what I mean? Like having kids beat him up would be too much.
Okay. That's too much. That crosses a line in Issa's mind.
Yeah.
His beard is still on point to the level that it makes me uncomfortable. Dijak had an exchange with Obafemi.
I loved it.
That was good.
Yeah, I want to see the match.
Well, tonight you got Obafemi defending his North American championship against Brooks Jensen.
Do you care?
No.
Same. And why did it go on for so long?
So long. And then Briggs came in.
I feel like Jensen should have not, like, I feel like this should have been another squash match, right? I don't know that this did anything for anyone. And like, nobody was invested in this.
Way to
kill the moment. The little momentum you have with Obafemi kill tonight. You gotta bring it back. He needs to start squashing people. Put him against Dijak, who's an actual... you will believe that Dijak could take him on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think Brooks and Dunn worked very well in that storyline with... Kiana, the Sebastian thing, that was good. It made their matches seem a little more meaningful. Like them with Fallon was good. But it's the problem is that now they're getting into wanker territory, like with Hank and Tank and Gallus and just all those sort of, oh, hey, they're rock'em sock'em, rough and tumble wrestler guys. Like, this is NXT, man. Like, if you don't have a character or you're not the best, it just being a pure bell-to-bell wrestler, like just being a big rough and tough dude doesn't really get you very far.
Correct.
Which is unfortunate, but that's just... Actually, that would be an interesting wrestling show. I would like a wrestling show that was built like the World Strong... If, like, you ever watch the World Strongman competition? And it's all dudes that look like Braun Strowman, who I think actually was in World's Tough Man competitions.
No, I did not watch that, Glenn.
Yeah,
wow, I missed out.
Give me a wrestling promotion like that and combine it with Power Slap. You know, where
that's
it's just
probably
like
Vince McMahon's next business ventures.
Yes.
He will love that.
But yeah, I mean, Brooks and Dunn have just sort of fallen flat for me. But are they together? Or are they not?
It doesn't matter. And I don't care. And that just makes me sad. I think we started reminiscing against pop culture in my stream during this match.
You started reminiscing against pop culture?
About it.
Oh, about it. I was going to say against it. That's even better. How do you do that? Where it's like, remember Creed? I hated Creed. Not the Creed brothers, Creed the band.
Right. You
know, just reminiscing against pop culture. Ariana Grace and Gigi Dolin had a delightful match.
Yeah.
So Ariana's going to give Gigi a makeover, My Fair Lady her, and teach her manners if she wins this match. And then Ariana accidentally kicked Gigi in the crotch. And
in the baby maker.
Yes, and then Gigi punched Ariana in the crotch, getting disqualified. Do you think this was inspired by Toni Storm's promo a few weeks ago?
What?
I remember Toni Storm had that promo about the labiaplasty move. It was a thing. It was on AEW. It was an AEW promo. It was quite funny.
Wow.
Yes, but I believe she was talking about like crotch punching, which is a sentence I've never said before.
Crotch punching?
Yeah, that doesn't really roll. Doesn't really roll.
It does. Crotch punching. I'm a crotch puncher. I don't know. I don't remember this promo, Glenn. But yeah, this match happened. That was another. They did a lot of back-to-back matches that you weren't really invested in yet.
Hmm.
Like, I didn't care for this either.
Oh, I care for this because this is going to be like Tiffany Stratton on Fallon's.
Yeah, JJ needs something again. Because after Toxic Attraction, they went on. JC Jane has gone on and done something different with Chase U and Tia Hale. And I don't see JC Jane just as a former Toxic Attraction member trying to find her way. With Gigi, I still feel that. So they do need to do something to kind of change her a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited about this. I actually think this is going to be really fun where this goes.
Well, I'm excited for you.
And it kind of proves the point that I do think, because we saw backstage Carmen Petrovic and Sol Ruka hanging out. And I do feel like the women's division is so stacked right now.
Yeah, it's starting to feel like the women's division is banging NXT right now. So good.
We need women's tag team titles in NXT again.
Okay, no, relax. It's not that deep.
Well, then why have a women's tag division? They're going to just occasionally get beat up by...
Bring the ones from the main roster and have somebody in NXT win and do not have two sets of tag titles in it.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe we need like an IC title. A North American
title. That would be better.
North American title for women. There we go.
Yeah, that would be better.
The NAW title. The North American women's title.
Yeah.
HBK's blocked me, so I can't pitch that to him.
He has you blocked?
Because somebody tagged me in something where they were making fun of his hair or losing his smile. And they were like, don't you agree, Glenn? And then I get blocked by HBK. Wow. What's up with that?
I don't know. Sensitive like Cody.
Yes. JBL also has me blocked for a similar reason.
They JBL block everyone.
Yeah. So Beer Money's saying Raw last night and NXT tonight dominating women's matches versus men's. Somebody totaled up. I think Raw last night might have had the most women's segments in wrestling ever on Raw. My guess is it's at least top three.
Yeah, I had to stop watching Raw, but by the time I stopped watching it, the only match that had happened was Liv versus Becky. So they opened with a women's match.
Yeah. It's crazy. It was like 45 minutes of Raw last night, which, I mean, Raw's like 2 hours and change without commercials. So that's actually really, really, really good. I think
maybe they're just trying to make it a point since we have a big women's woman debuting in AEW tomorrow.
Oh, maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
That's me because I'm petty like that. I'll do that kind of stuff. You know, when I'm like, what are you gonna do with that women's division? Look what we have over here, like a toy, you know.
Yeah, so DJ Soulbones keeps track of this on Twitter. 42 minutes, 5 women's segments. 14 women wrestlers appearing last night on Raw.
Wow.
It's great.
Attention to detail.
Yes. So I like seeing Carmen and Soul together.
Yeah, me too.
I tweeted, but they can make them the sword and the soul if they were tag team. Carmen was on NXT Level Up last week. Good match.
Wouldn't know.
You got to start watching Level Up.
No, I don't, Glenn. We're not having this argument again.
We talked that we were going to watch it for years, and I started, and you were like, no.
No.
Hmm. Okay. Anyhow, let's talk about... Oh, and Brinley Reese was also in there. Brinley is going to wrestle... Brinley is going to lose to Sol Ruka next week.
Yeah, basically.
I like Brinley Reese.
Yay. I'm still not too familiar with her, but I'm excited to see Sol Ruka back in the ring.
I like that she's got a lot of energy. Yes. Kalani Jordan was going to team with Thea, but then she'd gotten attacked.
She took her out.
Yeah. So we had Kiana James in a handicap match. Or no, pardon me. We had Kiana James and Izzy Dame versus Thea Hale, handicap match, but then Fallon Henley came in.
Yeah.
And made the save.
While I love seeing Jane, Fallon Henley in this spot. I thought it was a great spot to put her at.
Wasn't it weird that former tag partners, Kiana and Fallon, kind of looked like they were wearing matching gear in this match?
Yeah. Yeah, I caught it too.
Sides? Yeah, that was strange. But JC Jane came down there and interfered just enough that they were not able to win Kiana James and Izzy Dame. But so the real action happened after when Thea grabbed a mic and told JC that she thinks she's a loser. They were friends. Like she was, this was uncomfortable. She was crying. It was very, very emotional, but Thea let us know that the old Thea is back.
Yeah. I love seeing the old Thea back. I love the promo. I love the reaction. I felt very invested when this happened. I didn't know how much I was into this feud, but when Thea was out there, just like really telling JC Jane what she saw in her and what she saw in their friendship and kind of like saying, I don't want this anymore. I was very into it, and I do think this will be a match I stand and deliver. And it was a great promo from Thea, and I'm happy to see Thea's back on crack.
Study aids. Study enhancing supplements, Issa.
You know what I meant.
Supplements that help her study. Okay, so let me ask you this. After all this, after Thea's emotion, JC saved JC Jane, saved Chase U. She could argue that she rightfully should have control of Chase U.
Oh, that's what she's going to do.
Yes. So if this match is for Thea's self-respect, self-worth, self-confidence, and Chase U, and Thea goes over JC Jane at Stand and Deliver, will you at least get misty-eyed after that win?
No, good. No.
You want to sit there and do the, you go, girl.
This is a super chat.
Like, that won't do it for you. Okay, okay. Let me ask you this. Okay. If at WrestleMania, Roman defeats Cody, grabs a mic, and just tells the people, Cody Crybabies, this is your guy, and I just defeated him again, and he never gets another championship opportunity. He might as well go back to AEW, thinking he can beat me. I'm going to be champion forever. Will you cry tears of happiness?
There will be moisture, but it's not from tears. That moment would just be so exciting if that happened, Glenn. You asked.
Ray J's world. $5 super chat. Ray J subsidizing the podcast tonight. I think a bunch of guys on Twitter were worried the blonde hotness was going to explode their TV during the Sol Ruka Petrovic segment.
Agreed.
It's actually very on point for NXT of like, we have all these blonde women, let's put them in a segment together.
Yeah, it was great though.
Carmen is cool. They explained the sword, by the way, on Level Up. That she earned that sword with a judo win, I believe.
Yeah, Drew McIntyre could never.
But I do think it's a little weird, and I like Carmen a lot, but it is a little weird that she brings the sword out to the ring and just doesn't behead people.
I'm just glad they explained it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not asking for much, just an explanation here.
Yeah. Like, same thing with Drew. If Drew's a heel, like,
he doesn't use it anymore.
Yeah, well, because that's why. Because people are like, dude, why aren't you just stabbing people with a sword if you're a bad guy?
Right.
You know,
especially because now he'd be saying he'd do anything, you know, to win. So,
I mean, maybe he should be like, "Hey, check out my sword." If somebody happens to slip and fall on it, is Drew really responsible?
No.
Who's to say? Rage's World $2 saying, "Get the lifetime supply of Prime Energy."
Logan Paul approves of this message.
But it was, and it's fitting with what she's going for with that sort of adorkable character that like Thea Hale's back, and once she just runs around the ring in a circle.
Yeah.
It's charming.
It's so her. It was cute.
So her. She's great. I like in 2K24, it's all old Thea Hale entrance energy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
They'll probably bring it back now.
Hope so. So Riley Osborne watched what happened and then got into it with the No Quarter Catch.
He's in love with her again.
That's the weakest part of this whole story.
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
Thea Hale don't need no man. So man, Axiom and Frazier came in offering to help Osborne in this heated exchange with the No Quarter Catch crew.
Yay.
They do catch wrestling and they will give you no quarter.
You know what my issue with NXT is? I have fun watching NXT. I really enjoy watching NXT. But I feel like NXT is either I'm super freaking invested or I don't care at all. Like, there's no mid. You know what I mean? Like, it's either like, oh, I'm really into this, or I could just not watch this entire segment. And that drives me crazy. I wish there was a little way to we could figure out how to reach, you know, maybe this is not like boom, peak interest, but you're at least somewhat interested. You know what I mean? Because I didn't care about this. As soon as that cup shows up, I'm out.
Well, but I love the metaphor, though. Like, I think metaphor is very entertaining.
Yeah, you always have.
No Quarter Catch Crew is like the anti-metaphor.
Yeah, I don't like any of them. I like Lash Legend. She's so lucky. Anyways, we'll get into that later.
We'll get into that. Well, we're almost there. Pure Money, the One Quarter Catch Crew, because 25% of them is intriguing.
I love that. Big Pop, Big Pop, appreciate it.
By the way, William Regal is all over WWE 2K24 in the My Rise storyline mode.
You really have been playing this, huh?
I've put in the hours. It's fun. And there, you know what I have to say about it? The people that write that game, the dialogue, you know they're fans of wrestling. They put in jokes. There was a reference to Outlaw Mud shows in yeah, like they know what they're doing and the talent seems in on it. Like it's fun.
Yeah, you know, that's cool.
To play through. I know you don't really play video games.
Not anymore. I used to. I retired.
You retired. I understand. Well, Sean.
I never really tried playing a video game, just so you know.
Oh my God, you've never played the Life is Strange series. Because that one got me.
Yeah, but everything gets you.
That's not true. Not everything gets me. Thank you.
David Copperfield didn't get you.
David, during the alien bit, I was like, this is going on too long. Like, we could easily cut 15 minutes out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about Sean Spears.
Sean Spears coming out looking like Jason X took on...
I love the mask. I love the headscarf. I'm liking it.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we knew he was going to win. You know when I felt bad? I felt bad because I know we've been critical of the Ridge thing, but when they had him backstage, like, FaceTiming, like, his child, it was just
That's a manipulation tactic.
I know it is. It was effective.
No, it wasn't. I love this match. The table collapse spot was so perfect. The way that table collapse was just done so well. I love the mind games that Sean Spears was playing with Ridge Holland throughout this match to bring out like the worst in him, you know? I actually really enjoyed this match.
Yeah.
I was into it more than I thought I would be.
No, I'm down with that. Because I think Ridge hasn't been great.
Right.
Back in NXT. So this was good for Sean. And I like Sean like talking to him.
Yeah, that's why I said the mind games were so, there was a lot of psychology here where he was like, do it. And then he kind of hesitated. And then Sean Spears countered and said, you should have done it. Like there was a lot of really good mind games played by Sean Spears here. The table spot. And they managed to really make Rich look like a monster. And at some point he caught himself like, what am I doing? You know, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, it's cool. So the closing segment tonight was hearing from Trick Williams.
He looks so good.
He looks great.
Respectfully.
Glistening. Talked about everything with Melo not being happy for him, the looks, the faces, John Cena telling him that he's working against him, and then saying, what was it? Even with Timbaland's step stool and Ludacris.
Chris Pro.
Yeah. Ludacris Afro, you still want to be on my level.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was
good. I love this promo. You know what I like the most about it before we get into what happens next is that I love the fact that he didn't try to, like, because I feel like Melo got jealous of Trick's uprising because it was so sudden. It really was. We've been watching him since day one, right? And he was like, he went from like side, you know, kick to like the guy. And it seemed to have happened overnight. But when Trick said in his promo, "You inspire me," I was like, ouch. Like that hurts if you are a former friend, you know, like he inspired Trick to get better. And this is how Trick pays him back instead of being supportive of what he, you know, of what he accomplished. So I really liked it. It felt very real, but this is, again, what we were talking about earlier. This is something I'm 1,000% invested in. And also the fit was great. He was glistening.
Yeah. You know, he looked phenomenal. It was random and weird when the metaphor showed up.
I hated it. If they would have not done the kiss thing, that might have saved it. And even with the kiss, I still hated that it was them. Like, it made no sense.
Yeah, why was no
Andrade? It took away from a big moment. It took away from such a big moment.
So we're getting Trick and Melo at Stand and Deliver.
Yeah, we are. That's what Trick said tonight. Yeah, but no, I don't know that anybody would have been smooth about getting the kiss like Melo did with Lash. Like, I enjoyed that, but I feel like that was a play moment that could have been done at any time after such a serious, heartfelt promo. But I'm nitpicking at that point. He was smooth, and I don't know that any other guy anywhere could pull that off.
Yeah, so Metaphor attacked. Trick more than held his own, and then Lash went to slap him. He dipped her. And gave her a kiss.
Well, first of all, like, I think it was Noam Dar who said, "Oh, you think you're the hottest thing here?" And Trick said, "The way Lash is looking at me, I will say so." And I was like, "Oof, so good. He's so good. I love how much he's grown, how confident he's gotten."
Yeah. No, it was.
Oh, someone Beer Money saying that's a good speculation there.
But wait. So Trick put the moves on Lash, and now Melo's gonna be like, actually it'd be funnier if Melo's like, "Hey, so why aren't you and I?" And she's like, no.
Maybe Melo, imagine if Melo sent them out there as like carnies, you know, and then like now Lash is in love. Like, imagine we got a conversation with Melo and Metaphor next week going, "Hey, what the hell?"
Yeah, maybe, right? I mean, who knows. But I thought this was I thought this was a good way to save that segment.
The segment didn't need any saving for what?
No, just because save. No, just save that. Save the end of the metaphor.
It didn't need saving if you would have not had them come out. They didn't need to be out there during this time. But I like the kiss. Lash liked the kiss. But I just didn't think that was necessary. And I feel like Melo and Trick, like the heel turn, the way they did it was such a big deal. I don't need any of this play thing. Maybe it plays, maybe it's a mind game and something happens with this in the future, like Beer Money said, but they just did it for the suave kiss. Okay, it was cute, but you could have done that in a random episode in the middle of the show, not during his promo to counter Melo's huge heel turn.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just jealous, okay?
Oh. Would that make you cry tears of joy?
Listen, we don't need to get into the moisture conversation again.
You can only get that on this podcast, folks. So all in all, this was a pretty good episode of NXT. Yeah, there was some stuff that was kind of like, whatever. But there were high points. And that Thea JC thing, low-key, great build, Tony D'Angelo, cinema, Trick versus Melo.
So good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Glad to have Sean Spears back. It's working for me, but I want to see the final form of what he's doing.
Right, me too. But they gotta like build him back up and get him here and get us used to the Sean Spears and not the Ty Dillinger. So they're doing a good job with that.
So strange to accept him back in NXT, but the audience isn't doing the 10 stuff and everything.
I'm loving it. I love that these people are, because he's. Well, it's just now him and Cody, right? Who were here, left, and came back. Everybody else were AEWs that came in. You know what I mean? With Jade and like Alexis King. So, but the audience didn't start, well, nobody was going to do that, but ain't nobody doing Stardust chants or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, people are appreciating their new characters and just embracing them.
I miss Stardust.
Me too.
What if Cody loses a Mania and he snaps and then becomes Stardust again?
He'll cry under the makeup.
Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. Issa's at NYC Demon Diva. That's Diva One. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. Tomorrow, AEW.
Big business. Are you excited or what? I mean, it's pretty much all but confirmed at this point, right? So Mercedes tweeted, I'm so excited. Like, I'm excited for it. I hope this is a new beginning for them and really and things pick up for them. But we'll see. I'm going to be here at Wrestling Inc. on the post show.
There you go. And then Friday, we'll be back for SmackDown. The Rock is going to be in Memphis.
Yeah.
Exciting. Okay, everybody. Have a great rest of your week. Catch you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
Bye.